Crumley, the father of Michigan school gunman Ethan Crumley, has been found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. The opening bell sounding on Wall Street, stocks opening in the red. This is SRN News.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Weather can change quickly here in Alabama. Stay on top of the latest weather developments with the Rich Thomas Weather Network. Brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Another Friday, another storm system as a front approaches. Today, high temperature in the upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms become likely, especially during the afternoon and evening hours and into tonight. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe, with a low tonight down to about 61. Tomorrow, I think the rain chances tomorrow are very small, and sunshine will be limited with a high temperature in the middle 70s. Then another round of scattered showers Sunday with a high near 70. Much cooler Monday. Could be some patchy frost again. Late Monday night into Tuesday morning with lows in the mid-30s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The Alabama Democratic Party is reviewing a challenge in Montgomery County Circuit Court Judge primary between Monet McCorvey Gaines and Greg Griffin. Gaines unofficially won the primary, but the party is putting together a committee to look into Greg Griffin's challenge. Montgomery Whitewater will officially kick off its spring season this weekend. The 120-acre park includes the world's most advanced whitewater system. This season will feature concerts, competitions including the United States Olympic Team Trials, and family-friendly festival-style events. Best Buy is recalling more than 287,000 air fryers following complaints of overheating, melting, or glass shattering, as well as catching fire. The recall involves Chinese-made Insignia air fryers and air fryer ovens sold at Best Buy stores nationwide and online from November 2021 through November 2023. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. I hope you're having a great morning. It is a Friday here in the heart of God's country, the Ides of March, in the year of our Lord, 2024. Allison Sinclair is here as well in the co-pilot seat, mashing buttons. Sky is here and all the other gang members, Big Dave, Petroff, G's, making sure we go out to over half the people of the state of Alabama. And I hope you're having a fantastic morning. It is not the nicest day.
I love days like
this,
though.
Here at the international headquarters of AUR. But I'm soaking wet. You know, they make all these shoes now. I don't know if... I mean, I know women are connoisseurs of shoes. That may be sexist, but I think it's probably a fact for most women. And I'm a little disappointed in the tennis shoes. We still call them tennis shoes. I don't know what they call them now. Are they sneakers? Are they still tennis shoes? Athletic shoes that they make, because they have all these shoes that have all the little slits in the soles, and they're supposed to be very comfortable, you know, the little squares. Well, you if you step in any water at all, you just have wet feet. And that's what I have today is wet feet, because these little socks with rubber bottoms on them that they call tennis shoes
today.
You're
talking about like the mesh.
Yes, okay. All the meshy stuff. Yeah. And yes, they're comfortable, but every raindrop just goes,
Scott?
That's what I should have done
today.
Why
did you not wear
your
boots?
But when I left the house way before daylight, because I'm an early riser.
Oh, I was still in bed.
Yes, it was not raining. It was fine. And I'm like, I'll make it.
There's this guy named James Spann who will say,
be prepared.
Rich Thomas, he will tell you in 3 hours you're going to have a deluge.
But it usually doesn't rain early in the morning. You know what I'm saying? You usually don't have a storm early in the morning. I don't know why that is. I think it's the sun rising and the heat off the ground and all that kind of stuff. But no, it usually rains in the afternoon or night.
No, Scott, you're actually asleep when it's raining real early.
No,
in the morning,
see, so I have studied this by being an expert
geologist.
Just because you're not awake doesn't mean
cheese wagon driver.
Oh yes, he
many because like this, it looks like it's gonna rain, but it holds off until a little while after all the children are delivered to the indoctrination centers. And I've noticed that over the last couple of years, it usually doesn't rain. It doesn't just come a storm in that 6:30 to 8:30, 9 o'clock. It usually waits just a little bit longer.
It's God just, loves you, Scott.
It's just, well, it could be me.
It could be you.
And apparently, I have faltered more than usual lately because I got rained on. But we had great lessons today. Great lessons.
On the bunny bus?
Oh, yes. It was a teaching opportunity for children. Because since it wasn't raining when I started, I opened, I put a crack in the windows. Okay, here's how bus windows work for people who don't know. Many, 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 many school buses in Alabama have no air conditioning. Okay?
Oh, I don't think any in Shelby County
do. So when your local school board members are like,
"We will begin the school year when we want. It starts August the 3rd. And yes, it's 5,000 degrees outside, but that's tough because we want to start and you can't make us not."
Okay, if you know those people, the bus is like 27,000 degrees in the afternoon. So I bring hamburger meat and stuff early, grill it right there on the seats, have it ready for dinner later on. But they don't. Most of them don't have air conditioning. Birmingham City, I think, has air conditioning.
What?
Yes, and most of the county schools and stuff don't have air conditioning. So it's super, super hot. But also that means on days when it rains, you have to close all the windows. All of the little children get on soaking wet.
It's like a sauna.
And you have, and so all the windows fog up. And all you have to defrost the front windows is heat. So you're just basically making a tropical greenhouse.
You've got your own weather system in the bus.
Yes, there are clouds. And people wonder, like, if you don't, you go into a school bus and like rub your finger across the ceiling.
Yeah.
And it is like mold. Because there's stuff. So anyway, so I cracked the windows just a little bit. There's a little one-inch notch in the windows. They come down one. You get those stupid little buttons on the sides. And you push them.
Yeah.
Comes down like 1 inch.
I rode the bus, even though I'm a kept wife. I rode the bus.
Well, that's why you appreciate being a kept wife. Because you had to ride the bus. So I cracked the windows, and they work on regular rain. But on when the frog choker comes, like we were talking about last week, it tends to shoot in the little cracks.
Okay.
So my kids, who aren't supposed to be getting up to try to close or open the windows anyway, and I'm not even half full, they're like, "We got to close these windows."
They getting
like,
shot in the head.
"We got to close these windows." So they get up, they mash the buttons, and of course they're not very strong. What does it do? It opens it one more notch. So now it's twice as open, and they're in a panic. And one of the secrets about those kind of windows on the buses, at least the new ones, is if you let them all the way down, you can close them by just pushing them up rapidly. You don't have to hold the little button. So they go click, 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 and close completely.
Okay.
So while they're panicking, and I've given up trying to get them to sit down.
That's a lot for a kindergartner to coordinate.
I'm like, okay, look, y'all have to trust me. Let them all the way down. Because they're strong enough to let them down. They're not strong enough to push them up with the buttons. I'm like, let them all the way down. "What, Mr. Piece of Cake? We're getting wet. We can't let them all the way down. Yeah. Trust me. Trust me. You have to do this."
Are you driving?
Yes. And I can see my big mirror. I'm like dodging cars because nobody can drive. It's raining. You know, cheese wagon coming. And some of them are singing about it raining, and the other ones are singing about the wheels on the bus. Some of them are trying to close the windows. And I'm like, trust me, trust me. And they don't trust me. And then finally, two of them halfway do trust me. So they let them all the way down. And I'm like, okay, you have to push them all the way up, but push them up rapidly. I'm thinking rapidly was the catch. More faster would have possibly worked. And they just go real slow, click. And now it's at halfway. It's still pouring in, shooting on there. "Ah, we're getting wet." I'm like, just move away. Move away. We're not even halfway full. You know, it's raining. I'm like, just get away from the window. I'll dry it later. Just stop. Punt. Just get away. Finally, one kid, his name is Jackson, and Sky like this. I call him General Jackson, and he loves it.
Does he get it?
And so General Jackson goes back, and so nobody necessarily knows. And he follows the instructions. We're stopped, so it's all safe. And then they're all like, "Oh my gosh." And I'm like, see, if I would just listen. And I'm thinking, look, it's not just kids. It is us. We adults are just like that. We're absolutely like that. I feel like the people who make the owner's manual for cars. You know, somebody worked on that thing. It's 400 pages. It tells you how everything works. And we're just in there matching buttons. We're mashing buttons. So-and-so said my car will do this, and it won't do it. We're calling the dealership. They're like, I gave you a book. It tells you how to do it. But
that's
anyway,
funny.
So after as they were leaving, I said, "So now do y'all trust me?"
Yes, Mr.
Yeah,
Beeston.
That works. It does work. And I was like, "Yeah, it does." It was awesome.
Can I ask a question?
Kind
of a gross
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm-hmm. So you're thinking about the school bus?
I was thinking, like, never mind. I'm not going to ask it.
What?
Like, never mind.
What? Go ahead.
You got a bunch of kids on there.
Yes.
And
not
it's
the greatest
hot
kids.
And steamy.
Yes. In the morning
does it
is
start
fine.
To smell?
No, in the morning it is fine.
What happens in the afternoon?
What are the
storm?
Other gifts of the school system? As you know, they have this, they tend to not, I don't know why they did this, but they have, some of them have an aversion to recess. And we went through a time in public school where we're like, oh no, we need to study more. They need more classroom time. And so recess was kind of tamped down a little bit. And I think it has come back a little bit.
Kid doesn't like recess?
So you, especially for boys, you know, try to get them to school, do a little class, have a little recess, burn up some energy, go back and have class, maybe, you know, then PE's next, whatever. But they do recess at the end of the day, which I don't necessarily understand because you're not going out and burning up your energy.
Right.
You're going out and getting revved up and sweaty and totally covered in grass.
Okay. So that when they get on the bus.
So then they send them to the world famous bunny bus. They are sweaty and grass is everywhere. Like when I sweep out the bus, it is like a whole dustpan full of grass and dirt.
And the smell and the storms in the afternoon is.
Oh, yeah. If it's still stormy in the afternoon or if it storms right when school gets out and you have to close all the windows and stuff, it's
that's kind of low down, isn't it, to schedule recess the last period of the day?
Yes.
So they can avoid the stinky kids and send them all to you, pal.
Send them all to me. Yes. And then that's
very
when you're
selfish.
Like, man, I am very thankful that we don't have air conditioning so I can open these windows.
Yeah.
But on the rainy days, it's.
Just
it's
smeltering stink.
And then they start riding on the windows because the windows are fogged up.
And let me guess,
some of
drawings.
It's not so good, and some of it is good. And so they're dirty already because they've been outside. So every window is like smudged. Yes. Mm. It is an exciting time, but I learn a lot.
I love your bunny bus stories. You really need to start writing them down and make, like Amy Beth said, a bathroom book. It'd be a great bathroom book. Just stories.
I have the best kids, and they say the craziest, the best things. And sometimes they are brilliant. Their worldview is like, just cuts right through their chest.
We should adopt them.
What ages ride the bus?
Elementary school. So it's kindergarten through sixth grade.
Okay. That's
but that's good. Changing next year, by the way, because next year sixth grade goes to the high school.
What?
Permanently, so it'll be kindergarten through fifth grade.
Wait, they've got sixth graders through seniors?
They have like a separate hall, separate part.
Okay.
But yeah, there's a lot of schools that you start junior high in sixth grade.
Do they still call it junior high?
No, it's middle school now. Because in education, no names are good for more than like 25 years. That's why the junior colleges are now community colleges. Yes, you have to change names in education. Otherwise, you can't make money, and you don't get to show how enlightened you are compared to the older people.
Okay.
So if you say, middle school teacher, you're an old has-been who doesn't know anything. Middle school teachers are the new ones.
Right.
If you're a junior high teacher, you are old-timey, and you just don't know how to do Common Core.
Can't have
that. It's that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And then they have to change things around, like move the sixth grade to the junior high. And they're like, well, sixth graders, they're just way too, they just know too much. They just say all kinds of things. Well, mostly because y'all taught them.
Well, we do elementary school, K through 3. Then we have intermediate school, 4th and 5th.
Okay.
Then we have middle school, 6th through 8th.
Okay.
Then we have high school.
Then you have high school. Where do y'all have a primary school? Because sometimes they do primary, and they just dumped elementary altogether. It's primary school, then intermediate school.
That, to me, is old school.
Elementary is primary, is old school?
No, primary
is, school is old.
Yeah, I
can't keep up with the order
either.
Of which.
Yeah.
Which is which. Man, somebody said, I learned something super important couple of days ago that I was going to tell y'all about, and I can't remember what it was.
Scott.
It was very wise.
Was it an Instagram reel that you saw that...
No, this was a tale from the bunny bus.
Oh.
It was something I learned, and I can't remember what it was. God.
Well, I do have a list for the day. I don't know if you're thankful for that. Amy Beth isn't here, so I always step up my game when she's not here. Because I don't want to be called a loser.
We would never call you a loser.
Which sometimes I probably deserve it. But this loser has a great list today.
You sure? The listeners will think it's great?
I don't know.
Or is this a...
I never know what the listeners like, because yesterday, how many calls did we get on white dirt?
That's important stuff. Now
is
that
not weird, Sky?
Now we know how healthy it is.
I told people about it at lunch. They didn't know about white dirt.
And they kept talking about it, didn't they?
And they did.
Yeah. It's because we deliver the information that people want and need at the appropriate time.
You're eating it first. That's all I got to say.
Amy Beth's doing that.
True.
We shall return.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Ahoy there, landlubbers! Is your stomach yearning for some great seafood? Or maybe it's a meat and three you're craving? So set sail for Little Fish Tail Seafood Bar and Grill, the undisputed champion of deliciousness in Lake Jordan and Slapout. We're talking great food, fantastic drinks, and fabulous music. They're like pirates with spices, creating flavor combinations that'll make your taste buds do a jig. Go see them on Lightwood Road or call 543-4561. Don't forget a free grab bag for the little ones.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze.
ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back, everybody. How does he get away with crazy women? It's the only kind I know. Because he makes it sound like I only know crazy women.
That's
what he's really saying. Oh, Sky, you're dodging a bullet.
No, that's one of those reading comprehension. All women are crazy.
Okay, that's what I think.
Yeah, that's what.
But Sky's going with the not all women are crazy, just the ones I know.
Right, right.
No.
You're going with women all women are crazy.
Yeah.
I haven't met them all yet, but so far.
Which, by the way, Sky, I found in my car. I've had it since football season. Uh-huh. Remember when Jupiter Coyote played at the Lambda Chi house?
Yes.
I bought you a sticker.
All right.
It's a little bumper sticker. Does Jupiter Coyote.
Is he howling?
And it has, yes, it has a little, it's either, well, no, it might be a crazy woman. Uh-oh. I can't remember, but they've I found updated. It. I got to get it to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them since the 90s. Okay. I didn't even know they were still around until you.
They are still those. Really good. They're
I mean,
impressive.
Allison is older than you are, and she keeps up with those old bands.
What are you talking about, Mr. Beeston? Crazy.
Mr. Beeston done did it. He done said you're doing too much. He's doing too much.
All right, Mr. Beeston says he has an interesting story.
I have a couple of different stories. This is a, do we do the Ides of March? Is that too nerdy?
I don't even know what that is. Can you please tell
me? Were you publicly educated in Tennessee?
In the Union, yes.
Oh, yeah, in the northern parts of the country.
Did
I get it.
Going to Caesar or?
No. They stopped.
What is it? Like
Caesar salad.
All hail the Ides of March?
Beware.
I think it's
beware.
Ides of March.
Yes.
The soothsayer in Shakespeare's Julius Caesar.
Yeah. What is the Ides of March?
Story.
The Ides of March is the 15th of March. The Ides, there were Ides of all the Roman months. And the Ides of some months were on the 15th.
What is an Ide?
It's the middle.
Well, that's lame. That's it?
It's the mids of March.
I thought it was like the high tide or the blood moon.
Well,
or
it was when the full moon was out each month. Because they did their months on the lunar calendar. I don't know how we screwed it up. How did we decide to start changing it around where we don't have 28 days in the months and we have 31 and 30 and 30 days, half September, April, June, all that kind of stuff? How did we mess that up?
It's
how
like
did we just chunk
school,
away?
You know, they just keep messing with something.
Just changed
it, man. You know?
Just changed it.
Yeah.
So that was the midday, the Ides. The term Ides derives from the Latin word Iduari, to divide. So it was the center, the middle.
Yeah.
The
idea.
Full moon serving as the division point in the middle of each month. And the Ides of March was the day that they assassinated Julius Caesar in, you want to guess what year? She's like, I don't even know.
1928.
Yes, between World War I and World War II.
About,
yes.
About 200 BC, wasn't it?
44,
okay.
44.
I was in the game, at least.
BC. No, you're much closer than 1928.
Yeah. I knew I could beat that.
And it was led by the senators Marcus Brutus and Gaius Longinus. Or yes. Longinus.
Two of Caesar's
remember
friends.
Etu Brute?
Yeah.
From you would know it from Aladdin. One of the...
I learned most of my... Don't feel bad, Allison. I learned most of my history from Bugs Bunny and Bullwinkle.
Okay? I just missed it all.
Also my high culture as well.
So. And so the idea was the Roman Senate thought that Julius Caesar was gaining too much power and was going to make himself a monarch, even though they had already kind of given him the title of...
Yeah, what's the difference?
You know, monarch for life or something very similar to that, if my memory serves me. And so then they came up with this idea to assassinate him, and they did on the 15th day of March. They assassinated Julius Caesar, which ended up leading to a civil war, etc. And then what was it? His nephew, his son, ended up taking over and being the first genuine emperor. Yeah. And that was Augustus, right?
And they, Augustus they Caesar. Realized shortly thereafter they made a big mistake.
They had messed up.
Is he not good?
Caesar was.
Well, I mean, they ushered in exactly what they thought they were trying to
prevent. Yes.
Prevent.
And the real so tragic the, part of the story uh-huh. is it was Caesar's two of his best friends that pulled the knives out on him. That's what.
Yeah, I didn't know Brutus.
Brutus means you too, Brutus.
Were they really good buddies, or yes. was that the Shakespeare version of the? Because the Shakespeare stories are historically close. It's kind of like the, you know, based on true events that we have today.
I'll check that.
But I don't know if they were.
I always
if they really
assumed
were.
That was factual, but because they had been associates, we know that mm-hmm. for sure. Maybe not.
For those of you who care, in Act 1, Scene 2 of Shakespeare's Julius Caesar, a soothsayer warns Caesar to take heed of the Ides of March. Caesar dismisses him. He is a dreamer. Let us leave him pass. The interchange indicates Caesar's arrogance. This is from Britannica. That leads to his betrayal and death. Act 3, Scene 1 opens with Caesar approaching the Senate House on the Ides of March. He notices the soothsayer in a crowd and boasts, "The Ides of March are come." To which the soothsayer replies, "Aye, Caesar, but not gone." Ah. Later in the scene, Caesar is stabbed by each of the conspirators in turn. As Brutus delivers the final blow, Caesar replies with the famous line, "Etu Brute," meaning, "You too, Brutus." Mm. Did you like the theatrical rendition?
I'm totally captivated, yes. Like, this
you
is good.
You can't beat the classics, Allison.
I'm learning so much.
It's amazing stuff, actually. And actually, there were two or three things that happened that some people say added to the Senate's desire. He disrespected them. One time, the Senate brought all these, "Hey, we're going to bring you these gifts," or whatever, and he did not rise when the Senate delegation came. And they got the idea that he's like, "I don't need the Senate."
I don't know. When you talk about the Roman Empire in my brain, and maybe it's Shakespeare's fault, mm-hmm. it seems like you might as well be talking about King Triton under the sea. Like, it seems fake.
Fact or fiction?
Because yeah, it's so seems, far.
It just seems so unreal.
Right.
But, like, we're going to Rome this summer.
Oh, well, mm-hmm. okay.
And I better study up because I should
the
it'd
one
be way
place
more
in
fun.
Rome I want to see is the Colosseum.
Yeah.
I have been there before.
That's what I want to see.
It's underwhelming.
Is it really?
No.
But we it was cool. We got to go down to where, like, all the animals were, like,
yes.
underneath.
And
that
do they
was
really
cool.
have naval battles? Could they really fill it with water and put a ship in there and have battles between the ships? I saw that somewhere.
I don't know.
Okay. You've been there. We got to take a break.
I didn't pay attention.
We'll be back.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got 3 floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
David Little, Tucker Pecan, and things are happening at Tucker that's going to surprise you. They're moving. Here's David to tell you more.
Yeah, Bubba, we are. We're moving. We've been out here since 1952, and it was time to make a change, and we're making a change, and it will be for the better. We're going to move to 135 Mulberry Street. We're going to have our store over there. Our kitchen's going to be in the back. It's going to be a great opportunity for us, and we're going to have all the great gifts we have, and we're going to do the mail order like we've always done. But we're just moving to an area where it has other shops like us, which will be good for us. And, you know, it makes it easier for people to come shopping. They can just jump off the interstate right there on Mulberry, take a left, go about a mile up, we're on the left. So that's what we're doing. We're going to have the same great candies and gifts and all that, but in a different location. And we're starting to move, and hopefully we will be moved and out, everything done by the end of the month. So starting in March, we will be at 135 Mulberry Street. So y'all just come see us now.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details, or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
This spring, mow with the flow with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. With a frontal system approaching, we've got an increasing chance of rain and thunderstorms again today from time to time. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe, especially this afternoon and this evening. Today's high in the upper 70s. The rain will end in the overnight hours tonight. Tonight's low 61. On Saturday, the rain chances are very small during the daytime hours. Saturday's high in the mid-70s. Then another round of scattered showers from time to time on Sunday with a high near 70. Much cooler by Monday. In fact, we could see some patchy frost late Monday night into early Tuesday with lows in the mid-30s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Hey.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio, the Ides of March edition. Ed 2, L.A. What? There's some debate of whether or not Julius Caesar actually said Et tu, Brute, as Shakespeare writes in Julius Caesar.
He actually said, ouch!
He said, son of a...
Okay, damn! Ouch! Guy, that's exactly what I said. So Joey Clark sent me...
Who is a historian.
Who knows a lot more than I do. But it's the speech, the friends, Romans, countrymen, and it's Damian Lewis, who is kind of giving this monologue from Shakespeare. And I'm sitting there listening to it, and I'm like, I just need the current version that says, yo,
homies, we was down here.
Caesar, no cap, was a loser. So we got to remove his riz.
We had to stab that mo.
And I would understand it. But this, lend me your ear, fellow countrymen, and thou shalt be... What?
Is an idea that has legs, I think. We could
read JoJo Caesar?
Do it like, you know, Common Core history. Or do it, you know, funny.
No, it'd be like the NIV version of
right,
it.
Right. Yeah.
The message.
Make a note of that.
Okay. So, as a little aside.
Maybe Joey should do that.
Isn't
that would be a great thing to play.
German isn't
ready
Kaiser.
For late afternoon players with Eddie, Joey, and Sky. And presenting King Lear.
Yo! So it would be pretty good.
King. All right, what's up?
What's up, Brutus?
What's up? Where you been? Hanging with the hoes.
Oh, like, my gosh. Hoflation's going to take the whole empire down.
Oh, my gosh. Plutarch said that some folks say, I think Plutarch was one of them, that said that he didn't say anything. Another report was he said, and you, child, instead of Brutus. And another was that he just took his toga and put it over his head when he saw Brutus was one of the people stabbing him or had stabbed him.
You really think you're being stabbed and you're just going to pull
those
your toga over his head?
Those guys are way tougher in those days. I mean, you know, you're probably facing death every day if you were a king or if you were Caesar. And most of them died at an early age, and they were far more brave than us.
It's so dramatic.
It's, well, you know, they don't write plays about everybody.
Look left and look
Caesar
right.
Caesar was a warrior.
Pull toga overhead.
A hero, a campaigner. He was tough.
He had conquered the Gauls, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was something like the size of France or something. Huge territory, and they told him to come back as a civilian. He's like, I'm coming back. And that's where crossing the Rubicon comes from. He brought Caesar, crossed the river with his army, and there's no going back.
That was George Washington. No, I'm serious. When he crossed
Rubicon?
He crossed the Rubicon Delaware.
I thought it was the Potomac.
I don't know.
Okay, so, but I have a question. Crawdad has a question, too, but I have a question. So when they run the poll and they ask what men think about, and they say the Roman Empire, is this what goes through y'all's head?
I think most of the debate about the Roman Empire is that the United States is going the way of the Roman Empire.
Oh, you don't recite Shakespeare.
We do.
Brutus told Mark Antony.
Won't be paying any attention to it. So, I mean, you know, we just talk about it among ourselves. Right. Like, you know, when guys are out camping and they've got their beers and stuff, they're talking about whether or not there were naval battles at the Colosseum, what Mark Antony said, whose side should you have been on. I mean, it's...
Wait, you talk about that?
Yeah, we don't let y'all know. It's kind of like the Secret Lives of Pets movies, where they're doing these things, and you're like, what? Pets don't do that. That's the way men are.
Oh, hysterical. Take me and Amy Beth at coffee and what we talk about versus what y'all talk about around the campfire. That would be really interesting.
More comedy potential.
Well, the more beer that is drank, is the more likely it's to be, I can't all those gladiators. Hey, shut up, Joe. You don't. No.
Oh, my word.
There were naval battles in the Colosseum, thank you.
Factual, yes.
Oh, because, I mean, there's always it could leak. How do you get water?
You plug, if you have plenty of slaves and people, you plug them up, put the doors in. They had aqueducts. They probably just turned on the faucet over there and filled it up.
Those Romans were
pretty
top-notch with engineering. You know, you've heard
says,
they brought boats in?
The Emperor Titus had one such event and involved over 3,000 men and a large number of ships. The spectacle was so popular that it was repeated several times over the years, with the last recorded naval battle taking place in 107 A.D.
It's not that big.
The depth was, well, I mean, their ships really weren't super, super big, I guess, either.
Okay.
The depth of the water was approximately 5 feet, which is sufficient for the draft of the ships, and yet not so deep that those in the water would drown, unless that was the intention for the men who were condemned to die, in which case the water would have been slightly deeper.
Based on the architecture of the Colosseum, that makes zero sense.
Really?
Because there's like a floor, and underneath there's all these structures where they would keep the gladiators and the animals, and then they would raise them up. So how? And the walls were higher than 5 feet. So how do you get water?
No, when you go back, engineer girl,
I will ask.
You figure it out.
Did you go to the Colosseum restaurant in Rome?
It's in Trustful.
Okay,
that's where I went.
Well, all right, now I'm clear. I got it. Okay.
I don't know. I just knew
how
it
was
really
pizza at the Colosseum.
You know, it is a little fair like outside. Like there are people dressed up like gladiators running around. It's kind of Disney World, like you take a picture with them.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get inside and you can kind of just walk around on your own. It's actually pretty cool.
Really?
And just to touch the walls, like you think about how old. Like this one little stone. How much has that one little stone seen in its life?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah, I mean, when did they build the Colosseum? Was the Colosseum there when Julius Caesar was there? I don't think so. I think it was later.
I believe it was.
You think it was already built at the time of Caesar?
Yeah, I've got to know.
We got to figure out that. Apparently, it also says that these battles were called the Namachai, whatever, very popular Roman spectator sport, were prohibitively expensive, staged many sea battles that took place typically in a specially constructed basin. I don't know. I don't know if that's one of those little pop-up things I was trying to search on the Googles.
Colosseum was completed in 80 A.D.
Okay, well, like and he was killed in 44 B.C.
Yeah,
so
just missed.
So it was finished in 80, and the last naval battle was 107 A.D., so,
okay.
Interesting stuff. Let's go out to Crawdad. Crawdad has a question, probably for you, Allison.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning,
Crawdad.
Gosh, Crawdad, you sound great.
Thank you. Every day is better. If I talk slower and I try to make thinking about it a little more. But you guys, y'all always help people wake up and get the brain going, literally. And
thank
so
you.
My question to you all, because I read in the 1812, the paper or the, okay, backing up there, sorry. The library, this is why we have libraries to start with, first of all. History is a really good thing to teach. Not whether I like to identify as a big crustacean.
Are you talking about the Prattville Library and what went down last night?
Thank you. There you go.
Yes. Okay, we will get to that because that is an important story.
Yep.
I am personally dealing with a little friend who is now a furry. So I have to figure out what the heck, where do I go to find out what a furry is? I guess I got to go.
We got to roll, Crawdad. Great point. You're welcome to stay over. We'll be back.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed. With approved credit, ends 4/1/24.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system in the state and provide critical peer-to-peer health care programs specifically tailored for veterans that no private clinics in the state offer. Alabama's nearly 400,000 veterans and their families have faithfully taken care of our nation. Now it's time to give them the health care access they've earned. Pass House Bill 197 and Senate Bill 135 now.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Hey, my name is Frankie Bumps. I'm one of those guys from Zaza Serious Italian. I want you to know that our competitors ship their lousy sauce in 55-gallon drums across America. Not us. We ship bad people in 55-gallon drums. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
For the lowest prices on flooring and flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, hardwood, laminate, ceramic tile, carpet remnants, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. And if you're a flooring installer, you'll really love Budget Floors & More. Budget Floors & More has the lowest prices on installation supplies. Ask about their professional trade discounts, large selection, and quality at the best prices. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane in Montgomery, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Skip the DIY and get your window treatments done right the very first time with Just Blinds in Prattville. For over 35 years, Just Blinds has been the trusted source for quality window treatments. Whether it be plantation shutters, blinds, shades, outdoor shades, or custom drapery, Just Blinds offers complimentary in-home consultations in the Montgomery, Prattville, Lake Martin, and Auburn areas. I'm Ben Myers with Just Blinds in Prattville, and I want to invite you to visit our Prattville showroom or online at gojustblinds.com.
At Guardian Credit Union, we believe that banking should be personal, just like the relationships we build with members. Imagine a place where you're not just a credit score, but a valued part of our community. At Guardian, our dedicated team takes the time to listen, understand, and tailor financial solutions that fit your unique needs. From buying a car to saving for college and even starting a small business, we've got you covered. Come experience the Guardian difference and let's achieve your financial goals together. Guardian Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The
Health. Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back in, everybody. Welcome to the program.
That was the whole thing, Sky. I was about to sneeze, so I was telling you to hold on a second because I thought I was going to sneeze.
Okay.
And then Scott's phone rang, and then he wouldn't push the buttons, and I was like, I'll do it. Welcome back to Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
Yes.
Anyway, we're back. We're good.
Talk to
we're
Carl here. Dad in the sky.
Oh, okay.
Because I got to fix this.
Okay. So do I need to switch seat? Oh, my goodness. No, the captain's chair is empty. Everybody panic.
Let's let Crawdad continue.
Yeah, so Crawdad, this is good. We need to talk about this. And you're trying to decide if you're going to be a shrimp or not?
Oh, no, I'm not a shrimp. I'm a crawdad. I'm a bud bug. I'm a crustacean. But anyway, just don't eat me.
I mean, it all depends on how you feel today, crawdad. Like, do you feel like a crawdad? Or maybe you feel like an earthworm?
I feel like a crawdad every day. I'm tough on the outside, soft on the inside. And I will tell you at some point, not right now, but one day I will tell you why is it very fun for me, because being a crawdad made my mama laugh. I have to ask this story about the thing. I did not get the full big picture of what the heck happened with this thing with the libraries. Again, I wanted to hear from you guys, if you would, to just touch on that topic where I can go back in the house, because I'm sitting out here sniffing weed. I mean, not weed. I am taking smells. I am taking smells on this bearded iris that is growing. So I took pictures. I took pictures, but I cannot help you smell it. It's beautiful, lovely. But I love God. I love God's His wonderful creation. And this, I just see this and I say, God, everything that we've screwed up, thank you for that. Is just perfect, this picture. If you wish to see the picture of the bearded iris, I will send somebody, you know who you are over there, I will send you the bearded iris to see this beautiful growing. And but I want to hear about the library where they go to learn about iris, not furry people.
So the Prattville Library, and by the way, I would love to see the photo, because I do oftentimes, especially with my kids that are in middle school and high school, I go, you know, one of my kids just got back from Hawaii for spring break, living the life. I'm like, do you not go out there? Yes, just had the best. Some of his friends moved out there. And so, but I'm like, do you not just look at God's creation and go, there's no way this just happened with a big bang. Like, this order and this beauty doesn't just happen. So I'm with you. I would love to see the photo of the iris, but what's not pretty is what's happening in Prattville. You know, the Prattville Library is really the epicenter of how all the book kerfuffle started. And they were really the first ones that really caught on to what was going on there. So in June of 2023, the director that was there stepped down and resigned. They replaced the library board that was still there, chose the next director, which was just as woke as the director that they let go.
That's how they've been playing it for forever.
Yes.
That's how they played it.
So
the person that was replaced, he was A-OK with having strange things for the people in the library to read. He was OK with it?
Yes. And at that point, the same board of directors was there. Well, since the board of directors has all been replaced, last night the board had an executive session. They decided to remove the new director that was still just as woke, and everything melted down. Employees started kind of rioting, said they weren't going to work, and everything imploded. But it's necessary and it's good, because I think they're going to take out How to Be a Furry and Become an Earthworm books from the library, crawdad.
I'm gonna send a picture of the iris.